From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. 7 years ago today, suicide bombers plunged their planes into the World Trade Center in New York and the Pentagon, which is just outside of the nation's capital. Since then, the U.S. has engaged in wars in Iraq and Afghanistan to get to the root of terrorism, but have those wars made us safer? A new report suggests that the threat of terrorist attacks in the U.S. is still quite real. Matthew Rojanski is the executive director of the Partnership for a Secure America, a bipartisan organization dedicated to raising awareness on U.S. national security. Matthew, thanks for coming on to talk to us today about 9/11.
I'm glad to be here, Farai.
So what are the main findings of your new report?
Well, the report essentially updates findings that were originally made by the 9/11 commissioners themselves. In 2004, the commission put out its final report. It was a unanimous report by all 10 commissioners, Democrats and Republicans, and they identified the threat of WMD terrorism, weapons of mass destruction, chemical, nuclear, or biological weapons being combined with terrorism as the number one threat to America's national security. They looked at that report again a year and a half later and gave the U.S. government a D for implementation of policies to prevent a WMD terror attack. So now it's 3 years since their own examination. We, a group of high-level Democrats and Republicans, including the chair and vice chair of the 9/11 Commission, have conducted a thorough examination and found the U.S. government gets a C. So some improvement as of today, but obviously a C is not where we want to be 7 years after 9/11.
I can understand the simplicity of using grades, but also when you think about things like, you know, code level orange when you get on airplanes, does this just pass people by, you know, giving a grade on terror even when you go to the airport? What really should people be paying attention to?
Yeah, that's exactly right, Farai. I mean, there's certainly a lot of complexity here. We get into it in detail in the report as well as the supporting papers that we've put out. I think the message is certainly people should not take a letter grade as an end-all and be-all. They shouldn't be paranoid or panicky about where we are today. We are indeed at risk. It would be a mistake to become complacent because there hasn't been a successful attack since September 11th here in the United States. But I think the key is to pay close attention to some of the areas where we can tighten up our policy cohesion, where we can improve the effectiveness of individual programs, and in particular, where we can cooperate more effectively with countries around the world to stop the terrorists from getting access to the materials they can use against us.
Without being too alarmist, what is it that you think the U.S. faces in, say, the next decade?
Well, there have been a lot of different assessments of probabilities. I don't want to pick a particular number, but they certainly range from people saying that there's a near certainty of some sort of WMD incident happening in the United States within the next decade, to folks who think that it's a very low probability. You know, one of the numbers that I've heard is that there's a 50% chance, if we continue our policies as they are right now, that some sort of WMD attack will occur within the United States in the next decade. But then again, as time goes on, people tend to become more complacent when nothing has happened. I think the key here is that as long as there is a substantial risk, and there is such a risk today, we have to be undertaking what the 9/11 commissioners themselves described as a maximum effort on the part of the U.S. government, and we're simply not there right now.
The presidential candidates are both talking about national security, though in somewhat different terms. Are you paying attention to them, and if so, what do you think of how they're approaching this issue?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, both candidates would agree today, just as John Kerry and George W. Bush agreed in 2004, that this is the number one national security threat. So I wouldn't expect there to be a lot of daylight between the campaigns on that. The key for us is that we expect the next president, and we call upon the next president, to undertake the steps that we recommend as one of the first things that he does in office. Because if you wait on this, then I think there's a risk, first, of that complacency happening again, and second, that we'll be in the same situation we're in today. For example, in 2007, the Congress authorized the creation of a coordinator position for all of the federal government programs against WMD terrorism. That position remains vacant today. So one of the things we're calling for is creation of that position by the president, with a presidential level of authority and the ability to manage budgets, personnel, and all the other sort of bureaucratic decisions at a very high level, if that position isn't created as one of the first acts of the new administration, then it's going to be an imposition on all of the other federal departments and agencies, and there will naturally be resistance to it.
Finally, before we let you go, what would you say to people who were deeply affected on a personal level by this, about how they should process the experience they went through, whether or not to be afraid?
Well, I would say that fear is completely understandable, and of course, on a day like today, the emotions are going to be running high. At the end of the day, I think what's most helpful is to be resolved and to be rational about the steps that we can take going forward. And for people, particularly those who are nearly affected by this tragedy, to put pressure on their representatives in government to take steps to make all U.S. programs against WMD terrorism coordinated and cohesive across the federal government, and for the United States not to go this one alone. This is an area where we need help from our friends and allies around the world. Otherwise, there is a very real possibility that the sort of pain that we all experienced could be repeated.
Well, Matthew, thank you.
Thank you very much.
That was Matthew Rojanski, the executive director of the Partnership for a Secure America.